Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 3 a.m., here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel is calm and pleasant tonight. In Jerusalem, the skies are clear, making for a warm evening. Tel Aviv enjoys a similar clear night, ideal for a quiet stroll. In Haifa, a gentle breeze adds to the cool atmosphere. Here are today's headlines. First, The Times of Israel reports from earlier today that the IDF says it killed an armed Hezbollah operative after a manhunt in southern Lebanon. Lebanon's president rejects criticism by Amnesty and other NGOs of a deal with Israel, saying Beirut seeks to turn the page on wars and urges the U.S. to help. Also, Israel Hayom Hebrew says earlier this hour that Trump spoke with Putin and Zelensky, describing a real chance to end the war. The Kremlin says the Russian president invited his counterpart for a meeting in Moscow. Also this hour, JNS reports that earlier today, the IDF killed 20 terrorists in Gaza and captured 60 in Judea and Samaria. Israeli security forces are focusing on the Khan Yunis area in the southern strip. Separately, Axios highlights that Trump said Netanyahu knows who the boss is, ahead of a possible White House visit. The visit could take place as early as next week. And finally, I24NEWS_EN reports from earlier today that the Israeli cabinet approved a new public housing plan aimed at alleviating the housing crisis. Reaction has been swift on social media. Amidar, an Israeli commentator, posted just minutes ago that Israel should have responded to Hezbollah the way France responded to Paraguay. Memory, an organization specializing in Middle Eastern media, noted earlier today that Lebanese Sunni Sheikh Hassan Moraib called Khamenei a murderer who has killed more Sunnis than Israel has in Gaza. Middle East 24 reports that earlier today, Egypt's economy defied estimates, posting a 5% growth in the third quarter amid regional conflict. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Lebanon, The Times of Israel reports that the IDF's operation in southern Lebanon successfully neutralized a Hezbollah operative. This action comes amid heightened tensions between Israel and Hezbollah. Lebanon's president is keen on moving past conflict and has called on the U.S. to facilitate peace efforts, emphasizing a shift in regional dynamics. Turning to U.S. diplomacy, Israel Hayom reports that Trump's conversations with Putin and Zelensky are being seen as pivotal moments in the ongoing conflict. The invitation from Putin suggests a move towards direct dialogue, potentially opening a pathway to peace discussions. The outcome could significantly impact the geopolitical landscape in Eastern Europe. Meanwhile, JNS highlights the IDF's operations in Gaza and Judea and Samaria as part of a broader strategy to clamp down on militant activities. Their focus on the Khan Yunis area underscores the ongoing security challenges in the southern strip. This operation reflects Israel's continuous effort to ensure national security and stabilize the region. On the diplomatic front, Axios reports that Trump's comments on Netanyahu come ahead of a possible White House visit. This meeting, anticipated next week, could reinforce U.S.-Israel relations. Netanyahu's response will be closely watched, potentially influencing future diplomatic engagements. Finally, I24NEWS_EN brings to light the Israeli cabinet's approval of a new public housing plan. This initiative aims to address the country's housing crisis, promising more affordable options for citizens. It marks a significant step in improving living conditions and economic stability. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business reports that a class action request for 240 million shekels has been filed against Carrefour. The suit alleges systematic marketing of expired food products, posing significant reputational and financial risks for the company. Separately, CTEC details a joint initiative in Tel Aviv involving Israel, Cyprus, and the EU to regulate AI technologies. This collaboration aims to create a framework for responsible AI development, reflecting the region's commitment to technological advancement. And finally, Ynet Business highlights a cash crisis in the Palestinian territories, where a surplus of Israeli banknotes has disrupted West Bank businesses. This situation has led to temporary closures of gas stations, indicating broader economic challenges. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 4 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.